Well, welcome to my first month of journaling, episode one, day one. Are you ready? So if you've got your blue book, if you've got the Lifehouse app, open up the Lifehouse app, go into the menu and select blue book, then jump down to my first month of journaling. We're going to teach you how to hear God's word for yourself. And so jump down, and the first scripture we're going to see there is in Jeremiah 29:11. So let's read that. It says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, all that journaling is, all that hearing the voice of God is reading that scripture and writing down some of the thoughts, some of the things that God is speaking to you. And so for me, as I read this scripture, it starts off and it says, I know the plans I have for you. And what stands out to me from this beginning part of the scripture, what God's speaking to me right now, is that God's saying, I know the plans I have for you. And God's just reminding me right now that the plans that God has are God's plans. They're not our plans. It doesn't say that I know the plans that you have for yourself, or you know the plans that I have for you. No, God knows the plans. God has the plans for ourselves. And just thinking back in my life, there's been many times probably when I've messed up and made mistakes, and probably because it's been because I've been following my own plan or my what I thought God should do in my life. And God's just reminding me of this scripture. Hey, I've got the bigger plan. I've got the best plan. Let's live in my plan. And it says, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And right now, at the time of this recording, it's in August 2020, and we're in the middle of a pandemic situation with the COVID-19 coronavirus. And this is the last part stands out. It says, it plans to give you a hope and a future. And I think if we focus on the wrong things, if we get distracted in life, we lose our hope, and therefore we lose any sense of the future. And I think we've got to hold on to those two things, like riding a bicycle. We've got hope and a future. We've got vision, which leads to hope. And when we've got hope, we start visioning. And hey, that's just what God's speaking to me from Jeremiah 29:11. If you're watching this, why don't you leave a comment? What is God speaking to you from Jeremiah 29:11? If you're on the podcast, why don't you subscribe or share it with your friend? But we'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can write in, and we'd love to answer any of your questions as well that you may have. But I tell you what, let's pray over this verse today. So God, I thank you that you're speaking to us. And God, thank you for this amazing scripture encouraging us, Jeremiah 29:11. And thank you that you have a big hope and a big future for us, God, and that you've got plans for us. And God, I pray that we wouldn't just try and hold on to our plans no matter how much they've changed, but we would trust you and trust your plans. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed that today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, however you're watching this. And a little bit of a bonus fact, that Jeremiah 29:11 is actually the most favorite scripture here in Japan. We ask people, what's your favorite scriptures? Everyone says Jeremiah 29:11, or most people. Well, have an awesome week, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.